Leading the news this morning, Australian troops are likely to be withdrawn from Afghanistan a year earlier than planned. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, will outline details of the withdrawal in a speech later today. Australian troops could start leaving as early as this year, with most home within 18 months. The man accused of killing 77 people in Norway last year has shown no remorse at the beginning of his trial in Oslo. Anders Behring Breivik has admitted to carrying out the bomb and gun attacks, but he's pleaded not guilty, saying he acted in self-defence. The court must decide whether Breivik is criminally insane. Queensland's police minister has been forced to resign for driving without a licence. David Gibson was sworn in just 10 days ago. His licence was suspended for 3 months last year because he didn't pay a speeding fine. East Timor's former army chief, Tawa Martin Ruak, looks set to become the country's next president. Voters have gone to the polls to decide who will replace José Ramos Horta. Mr. Ramos Horta was knocked out during the first round of elections. Early results show Mr. Ruak has a strong lead. Sydney police are investigating four separate shootings overnight. Seven people, including five children, escaped injury when their Northmead home was shot at early this morning. An hour later, shots were fired at a house in Merrylands. Three elderly people in the house were unharmed. Two businesses were also attacked. There's been almost 20 shootings in Sydney this month.